The report is based on numbers from 2011. It found the homicide rate for African Americans in the state that year was 15% higher than the national rate. At number 8 in the nation, African Americans accounted for 61% of the homicides in Wisconsin. The state ranked just above West Virginia and just below Kansas. Josh Sugarman at the Violence Policy Center says the goal of producing the ranking is to raise public awareness about what he calls a public health crisis.
What we have found in some states is that we have seen, for lack of a better phrase, a more holistic approach following the release of the data, where you have members of the community, from law enforcement to religious community to civic organizations to the schools, coming together, working to begin to address the problem and to talk about solutions.
Crime data reported by the state for 2012 showed a 10% drop in racial disparity, from 61% black victims in 2011 to 51% in 2012. That could be a result of the mass shooting at the Sikh temple in Brookfield and two other multiple murders that year where the victims were not black. So far this year, there have been 4 gun homicides in the state. 2 of the victims are black and 2 are white. The most recent murder took place on Wednesday in Waukesha, where police have charged a man with shooting his father to death after an argument over loud music and the son's lack of a job. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.